Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The people out there are going crazy, you know, in Colorado itself, and they're going absolutely crazy because they weren't given a vote. This was given by politicians. It's a crooked deal. And I see it. And I see it, honestly, I see it with Bernie, too. You know, I've gotten millions more votes. Millions. Not just a couple.
All right.
Millions.
What you're listening to is Donald Trump, who's been basically pushed aside by the Republican Party, which I've told you about since 94. I told you we don't have a democracy. It's how I rose to fame in the radio business. It's how I moved forward in the radio business. I positioned myself, as I've been all my life, a total cynic. This is a corrupt, rotten system. It's a one-party system. It's demagoguery. There is no two-party system. They are the ones who selected Obama. They're the ones who are selecting Hillary. Make no mistake about it. And here is the headline for today on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage says Cruz should disavow Colorado and call for a vote. Agree or disagree? You heard what I just said, and I'll tell you why I just said that. What just happened in Colorado should, frankly, disqualify Cruz, who claims to be a constitutional conservative. I ask a question. How can Mr. Cruz support a rigged election in Colorado and still claim to be a true conservative? If Mr. Cruz were a true conservative, wouldn't he disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal? Not befitting a free republic? Something you would expect in Uruguay in the 1940s? Wouldn't Mr. Cruz, if he were a true constitutional conservative, demand a true primary? Agree or disagree with Michael Savage? The phone number here is 855-407-282. And remember this one. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, George Orwell. I'll repeat it again for those of you who never read George Orwell. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, George Orwell. And I will repeat my statement. Or do you not even know what's going on? So let me review it if you don't. The Republicans canceled the presidential primary in Colorado. 1 million Republican voters were sidelined. Voters are revolting in Colorado. They are burning registration cards en masse. The GOP has shown themselves to be nothing but a bunch of gangsters, criminals. They are the ones who gave us Barack Obama. They're the ones who stand on the sideline while Obama burns the nation to the ground. They are the ones who have permitted Obama to get away with flooding America with illegal aliens for the cheap labor that the Better Business Bureau wants. They are the ones who turn the other cheek to the Islamo-fascists who are running across the globe. They are the ones, not the Democrats, because we know who the Democrats are. We know they're the front for the International Socialist Party. The Republicans were supposed to be the firewall against that in America. But my friends, since 1994, I've warned you, as an independent conservative, how I've defined myself since 94, there's a one-party system with three shells and one P. And they picked the P. The P in the White House was picked by this two-party system, just as Hillary Clinton has been selected again for the next election. They do not want a Republican to win. And the only way out of this, and the only way, frankly, for Cruz to, I would say, separate himself from this scandal, or go down with it. He'll go down in flames if he doesn't. Unless Cruz comes out forcefully against this scandal in Colorado, he's toast. If he were a true constitutional conservative, as he claims to be, how can he support a rigged election in Colorado and still claim to be a true conservative? He should disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal as not befitting a free republic and demand that a true primary be held. Do you agree or disagree? 855-407-282 is the phone number. I have some other topics I'm going to talk about today. That's the number one that's going to lock the board up, so you better get on as fast as you can. It's the number one topic that's agitating most people who thought that we had a chance to knock the Democrat Socialists out. But we find out now that they're going to win the election. But the onus is now on Ted Cruz. Forget whether I support him or don't support him. It doesn't matter what I do. But just put aside what side I'm on or who I'm for. It doesn't matter. Objectively, can you tell me how a man who claims to be more pure, purer than thou, in addition to being holier than thou, but let's say more pure than thou, conservatively, he says he's a true constitutional conservative. Well, how can he support a rigged election and still claim to be a true conservative? And that is a constitutional conservative. I say Ted Cruz, if he wants to step out from this mess and show that he cares about America more than he does about his own greed and ambitions, he should disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom smoky deal, not befitting a free republic, and demand a true primary. Do you agree or disagree? That's a major story. How do you feel about that? Raj on WMAL, fire away, 30 seconds or less.
Respectfully, I disagree.
Well, make your point. I hear you disagree. Go ahead.
Rigged by Ted Cruz. This was done by the Colorado GOP.
Yeah, we know who did it, Raj. We know who did it, but if Ted Cruz were a fair-minded man, wouldn't he say, I don't want anything to do with a rigged election?
I mean, if Donald Trump was fair-minded, he would not make these accusations against him.
Excuse me, I'm making the accusations against him, not Donald Trump. I'm making the accusations. Donald Trump's not at the microphone. Michael Savage is. Why would a man who claims to be a constitutional conservative uphold a rigged election?
Calling it rigged. I'm disagreeing.
All right, sir, we can't understand what you're saying. Don't get apoplectic for me, please. We need you around a little bit longer. 855-407-2822. How do you feel about your vote not counting? Well, has it ever counted? When is your vote really counted? Here in San Francisco, here in California, there is no voting. It's a one-party corrupt system run by Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown's the front man. He's the front man for the one-party system. And so whatever Nancy Pelosi or Willie Brown want, Jerry Brown gets, because the unions are in their pocket. There's no democracy in California. And I'm going to talk more about what's going to happen in this state in the next few years in ways you could never imagine. I may as well give you a hint at it right now. There was a headline. It's about taxes. Jerry Brown thinks he can keep screwing the productive elements of California, those of us who earn money and pay high taxes, and he keeps squeezing us. Do you know that the state tax here is 15% a year? I said state income tax is 15%. Jerry Brown put a millionaire's tax on that. He wants to raise it again. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen, Jerry. You and your morons up in Sacramento better read the newspapers. You better stop reading the San Francisco Comical, the mimeograph sheet put out by Willie Brown and Sons. In New Jersey, headline, this man could destroy New Jersey by moving to Florida. Billionaire David Tepper has moved from New Jersey to Florida, and the loss of his income tax could leave a $140 million hole. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? 1% of the population in New Jersey, the millionaires and billionaires, pay 35% of all state income tax. It's higher in California. 1% of us who are targeted by Jerry Brown as the enemy of the people, if we leave the state, go and see what it's going to be like when you try to collect taxes from your lovely illegal aliens. See how much you're left to play with, Jerry. There'll be nothing left. And by the way, while you're at it, Jerry Brown, why don't you make sure that Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook and Twitter and all the other wonderful paragons of virtue in Silicon Valley pay their fair share of taxes? And I don't mean individually. I mean corporate-wise. How much tax did Facebook pay last year? How much tax did Google pay last year? It's a little too cozy for me that Nancy Pelosi's daughter got married and the entire wedding party was flown up to the wedding on the Google airplane. How much tax did Google pay last year? The good friends of Obama. I guarantee you, you'll find much less than you may think. California's a rigged state. It's a rigged system. We've got to stop this. That's why Bernie Sanders is rising. That's why Donald Trump is rising. That's why this show is rising. It's because you know it's a rotten, corrupt system from top to bottom. And let me tell you something else while I'm at it. I'll repeat what I said at the beginning. Many of you love Ted Cruz. I don't trust him, but that's my problem. You do. You're entitled to it. It's a free country. But if Ted Cruz wants to stand as the knight in shining armor that he pretends to be, how can he support a rigged election in Colorado and claim to be a constitutional conservative? I am saying right now that if Ted Cruz wants to show himself to be better than the rotten, corrupt system that he claims to be not a part of, he should immediately disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal, not befitting a free republic, and demand a true primary. Do you agree or disagree? Yes or no? It's that simple. Yes or no? We had one caller who said, oh, no, no, it's fine. Should have known that. You've got talkers now on the conservative side going on the radio before me, make no mistake about it, before me, who are citing NBC News and agreeing with them that it's okay to have stolen the vote in Colorado because of a rule change conducted by the Republicans a year ago, and agreeing with them, and then going further, another one who says he's a conservative, guy who leads into me, and says that Trump is not really ahead. He was awarded bonus delegates for being the front runner. So here you have conservatives who are quoting the enemy, NBC News, and agreeing with them, and still wanting you to say, wow, you're a conservative. So it doesn't matter to me what you define yourself as, or what you define your favorite talk show host as. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what's fair. And what's fair is a vote in a so-called democracy. We spend trillions of dollars to make sure the Iraqis can get some purple ink on their finger and vote. And here in America, we don't have a strike force coming in from Zurich to make sure that the Republican Party officials in Colorado are arrested immediately for rigging an election. If we had a fair country, the FBI would have arrested the head of the Republican Party in Colorado. They would have taken out the whole leadership and brought them out in handcuffs for stealing an election. Because there's not a country on earth that would tolerate what just happened in Colorado, except in this country. The fix is in. I'm Michael Savage. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640. Well, there's an electrical storm brewing in the United States of America because the Republicans canceled the election in Colorado and they picked Ted Cruz. Irrespective of which side you are on, don't you agree with me that Ted Cruz, in order to stand above this corruption, should disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal as not befitting a free republic, and that Ted Cruz himself should demand a true primary? Do you agree or disagree? Jay on line 2 from WJR, fire away.
Dr. Savage, I would have to disagree with you. I agree with you most times and really enjoy listening to you, but I would say in this case, since every one of our 50 states has the right to pick the process that they use to select...
So we don't need to vote at all anymore. We just leave it to the guys in the back rooms with the cigars? There's no need for the voters then. What you just said is absurd. You're saying the voters have no need to vote anymore. That's what you just said.
Well, we do get to vote for the ultimate candidate, but the people in Colorado...
Oh, isn't that nice? You mean they let you, at the end, they let the little sheep come out and go, bah, bah, bah? So you're saying that the states don't matter, in other words, that the state votes mean nothing. So you're saying the whole primary system should be eliminated. Isn't that what you're arguing?
No, that's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing...
Oh, sure you are. Of course you are. Of course. You're not following your own statement to its logical end. You're saying you agree that we should have no democracy in America. Just let the power structure pick the candidates, state by state, and then let the sheeple come in at the end and vote for either Saddam Hussein or Harry Hussein.
A republic, Dr. Savage.
Think it through. Think it through. You're not thinking. You're a sheeple. You're a knee-jerk conservative, which is just the same as a knee-jerk liberal. You know, we used to condemn for years knee-jerk liberals. That was a joke. Knee-jerk liberal, knee-jerk liberal, knee-jerk liberal. Now I'm getting calls with knee-jerk conservatives. They're not even conservatives because by the name of the word conservative, if it has any meaning whatsoever, what does it stand for? Tell me what it means.
Whoa, small government. Where's government?
Well, you just had government pick a candidate. So how could you stand for small government when you're saying the government should pick the candidate? Don't you see it's in conflict with your own ideals? Or do you have no ideals? I'm trying to help you think. Thinking is the most dangerous thing and the most, actually the most painful thing on earth for a man in his middle age who has not been used to thinking independently is to think. It's very painful. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, said George Orwell. So don't expect this to be a painless process. Once you start to think, you'll realize that you've been misled. It's that simple. How do you feel? Jennifer, KCMO, in Kansas City. Go ahead, please.
Well, I just wanted to say I do agree with you, Dr. Savage, and I'm a huge Ted Cruz supporter, and it just makes my heart sad on this that he wouldn't stand up, because I think if he did, it would make him seem even more an honorable.
Thank you very much. If Ted Cruz stepped out from his own ambitions and said, although I love the outcome of this, it's not fair, it's not in accord with my philosophy, being a constitutional conservative, I want this nullified and I want a free and fair primary, I would vote for Ted Cruz if he did that.
I think that everyone...
But you know he's not going to do it, don't you? In your heart, you know he's not going to do that.
Gosh. Oh, I hate to say I think that you might be right, but I...
And what will that tell you about the candidate who will not say that? Tell me what you will feel about him after that. Would you still see him as the knight in shining armor?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Well, everyone has to make up their own mind. But did you hear the last caller saying the states have a right to pick any candidate they want? Have you ever heard anything as absurd as that?
That's so ridiculous.
So what's the point of a primary election then?
Yeah.
What, we should not even participate in a primary anymore because the corrupt, evil people in the dark back rooms should pick them for us?
No.
Thank you for the call. Well, see, this is what's happening now. People don't know what to think because they're not being taught to think. They're being taught to just listen. I'm inviting you to think. And I think that if Ted Cruz was a true constitutional conservative, as he claims to be, he should disavow the rigged Colorado results and say, I will have nothing to do with a backroom deal like this. The people were not heard from. It's not befitting a free republic, and I demand a true primary. That's what Ted Cruz should do. If he does that, he comes out 10 times bigger than he was before taking the results to the bank. Aaron, WMAL, fire away. Go ahead, Aaron. Come on, you got 30 seconds. Fire.
No problem. Hey, as a true constitutionalist, you know yourself that there's nowhere in the Constitution that talks about the primary process. There's no rules around it.
Oh, so we don't need an election either. That's right. So as a true conservative constitutionalist, we don't even need an election now. So you're a Cruz supporter who doesn't want an election. Is that it?
There in the Constitution that talks about this. It's a private organization.
So it's a private organization. So you're glad that there was no vote. I love it how you can twist the facts as long as they fit your candidate.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
I'm astounded at what I just heard, but I'm not surprised. I'm astounded but not surprised because the people who are calling will say anything in order to make sure that their candidate wins, which makes them no different than the globalists, who are fundamentally an unelected group of individuals in Brussels, no different than the judges who were appointed by Barack Obama, who are not elected, and you're saying, well, he has a right to do that. Have we not complained about a system that is so rigged that we have no control over our judges? Now you're saying it's okay because Ted Cruz won in Colorado without a vote? It's exactly the same as the globalists running out of Brussels without a vote. So how can you be in accord with your own beliefs? You don't have to like Trump to agree with me. Do you understand what I just said to you? You don't have to suddenly say, well, if I agree with Savage, then I have to agree with Trump. No, you don't have to. You don't have to vote for Trump. What you have to do is say to Ted Cruz, Mr. Cruz, I support you, but as a constitutional conservative, how can you support a rigged election in Colorado and still call yourself a constitutional conservative? And Mr. Cruz, we demand that you disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal, and you say it's not befitting a free republic, and that you demand a true primary. Then we can see. See, you can say you're anything in this world. You can claim you're anything. But isn't it true that you judge a man by what he does, not by what he says? Is this not a time for Ted Cruz to show us that he is, in fact, a true constitutional conservative, and that he believes in democracy in the United States of America? This is the biggest test, by the way, not for Trump. It's the biggest test for Ted Cruz. Because if he accepts the outcome of Colorado, then you'll have to redraw your opinion of Ted Cruz. And that doesn't mean you have to support Donald Trump. I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. I don't know. I'm hearing things from people who are brainwashed. 855-400-7282. Let's go to WABC. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I agree with you, and I disagree with you at the same time.
The whole thing with the delegates stinks. They changed the rules 6 months ago. We all knew what happened. It does stink. Having said that, there is no way that Ted Cruz should give those delegates back or ask for an election between him and Donald Trump to settle the issue. If Donald Trump was as good as he said at running things, he would have had his own people down there making sure he got his share of the delegates.
Oh, no, you're bending the truth. So, in other words, you're saying that it doesn't matter if they bypass the voters. Is that what you just said?
Dr. Savage, I think...
No, don't give me Dr. Savage 84 times. I'm not in your pizzeria with you. You just said it doesn't matter if the voters vote. That's what you just said.
You wouldn't be saying this. You'd be quiet. You wouldn't be complaining about this issue.
No, how do you know what I'd be saying? Well, what are you putting words in my mouth for?
So then what would you have said if Donald Trump had taken all 37 delegates and Ted Cruz was as Donald Trump?
Well, excuse me, sir. If Donald Trump had won the 37 delegates after a primary, we'd have no discussion here, would we?
But there was no primary, had he?
My friend, if there had been a primary and Ted Cruz had won, would we be arguing over this?
We wouldn't be, but we're arguing...
Okay, so that's the point. There was no vote, Schmendrick.
What's in front of
Get your head out of the calzone. You got cheese in your nose. The calzones are so thick in New York, especially in Brooklyn. And they smell so good that when these guys go to eat them, they get high. Intoxicated on the dust, the wheat dust, the cheese dust. Schmendrick just calls and says, if there had been a vote, it would have been different. If it hadn't had voted, different. You just said doesn't matter if there's a vote or not. So he immediately turns it and says, if Trump had won, you'd be supporting it. But Trump didn't win and Cruz didn't win. There was no election. A group of corrupt party apparatchiks, as occurred in the ex-Soviet Union, this is how it was done in the ex-Soviet Union. Party bosses. What do you think? Because they speak English and they have a dog, they can't be corrupt like they were in the Soviet Union? Corrupt Republican Party bosses in Colorado just nullified the vote and said, we don't want to vote. We're picking the person. And I'm saying that the onus is now on the person they picked to say, wait a minute, this is unfair. I want a free primary in the state to show the people that I believe in the vote. How can anyone logically argue with that? What you're doing is you're citing rules, but you're not citing democracy. You're citing rules without thinking it through. What you're saying is no election is good. You're just saying it's great. No election is fine. I love it because the state decided there should be no election in the primary. You're going along with it. So what are you going along with? You're going along with dictatorship. You now become a globalist. You're now agreeing with the EU. That makes a decision. Decisions are made in the EU by unelected officials in Brussels. All of Europe is collapsing as a result of this corruption. And now America is collapsing because of the corruption not only of the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party that elected Barack Obama, but because of the fake Republican Party that also elected Obama. Make no mistake about it. I've told you this for almost 8 years now. It was the Republican Party that elected Barack Obama because they picked a schmuck candidate called Mitt Romney. He won the first debate. They told him to take a fall in number two and three. They did not want Romney to win. They couldn't. Do you know why the Republicans didn't want the presidency? Haven't you been able to figure it out yet? I spelled it out for you in Government Zero. I'll explain it to you for free so you don't think I'm peddling a book. Are you ready? If the Republicans run the Senate and Congress, if they're in the majority, all the problems of America are theirs if they also control the presidency. Then there's no one else to blame, is there? If the Republicans had won the presidency and there was no Obama for the last 8 years and things were as bad as they are now for many people or worse, if the Middle East was in worse chaos than it is now, like a major war, who would they be blaming but themselves? Right now they've got the fingers to point at Obama. So they've had a convenient scapegoat for 8 years. He loves it. Because he gets to fly in Air Force One, he gets all the perks, gets to play golf while the world is burning. What could be better for a guy like him? So he loves it. He's having a great time. But make no mistake about it, they wanted him to win. So what am I saying to you right now? Follow the bouncing ball. Follow the logic. Who do they want to win now? Do the Republicans who still control the Senate and the House want a Republican to win? Absolutely not. They want Hillary to win. They wouldn't care if Sanders won. They wouldn't care if Fidel Castro came back from the sickbed and ran America as a Democrat. They do not want to own the presidency. Because once they own the presidency, Senate, and House, then they have to take the blame for the disaster called America right now. Do you understand what I just said to you? And so right now you're watching a rigged primary system to make certain that a candidate is picked who cannot beat Hillary Clinton. The fix is in as I see it. It's that simple. But put aside the fact that you don't like Trump, you think he's a charlatan, you think he's a P.T. Barnum, you think he's just a carnival bark. I heard it all. And even if all of that is true, I demand a free election, especially in a free primary. I wouldn't care if a dog catcher ran for the office and was popular. We live in a democracy. And when you start changing the rules ahead of elections or ahead of primaries, what you're doing is rigging the system. If you rig the system, you're destroying the entire foundation of democracy. Do you understand what I just said to you? Can anyone understand this? How in the world can you support what just happened? You're not thinking that's how. So there are other topics, but I guess you want to sound off on this. My position is Cruz should disavow the results and demand an open election, saying he cannot support such a rigged result. Will he do it? Absolutely not. You know that. Mike, is there anyone calling from Colorado? KVOR, Alana, you're calling out of Colorado Springs, great city, Air Force Academy is there. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. So I'm calling from Colorado. I'm a Trump supporter. I consider myself a conservative. I'm actually LDS. I'm Mormon. Hate Mitt Romney. I feel like they're sticking tape over my mouth. I feel like my vote has been taken. It has. It's been robbed. I just found out about this. I don't consider myself a low information voter. I listen to your show every day. I stay in touch with the news. And I did not know that this deal went down in August. They didn't, broadcast it.
How is it that all of a sudden everyone knows it and you're the only one who doesn't know it? How is it that the radio broadcasters who precede me are all of a sudden saying, oh, this is perfectly legal to screw the voter? They made these rules up. That's perfectly fine. They're following the rules. You buy that?
Yeah, no, and they're telling us we're being crybabies, and they're telling us it's totally fair. And
so in other words, what you say back to them is what? You say that the voter shouldn't be heard from? Is that what they're saying? So follow their logic. What these, quote, conservatives are saying to you is, we don't need to have any votes anymore. There's no need for voting at all. Let the party just pick the candidate as they do in North Korea. That's what they're saying, as they do in the EU.
Yeah, my husband.
They don't even know the basis. They don't know the first rule of democracy, which is not to let a rigged system continue to be rigged. Let me send you Government Zero. Read all about it. Been trying to warn America for 22 years. Apparently it's getting worse, not better. WDRC in Connecticut. Rich, how do you feel about the vote being stolen in Colorado by the Republicans?
I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm disgusted. I'm completely appalled. I'm calling from one of the most liberal states in the union, in Connecticut. So I see this stuff happening on a day-by-day basis in this state by his right-hand man, the governor of the state, who, by the way, got a humanitarian award for allowing Syrian refugees into this state, which I thought was absolutely absurd.
Well, once the bombs start going off in a few years, he'll blame someone else for it.
Oh, absolutely. And what I don't get is even the former Trump supporters, and I don't want to say so much supporters of like Fox News as a network and whole, but they at least entertained him. They gave him some airtime, unlike the Obama election, which was completely rigged from the media standpoint. But even Fox News and even Shepard Smith, who I was watching just minutes ago while I was on hold, was almost mocking Trump in his tone.
Shepard Smith is, first of all, a very, very unintelligent man. He's a lightweight. Shepard Smith is a lifetime Democrat. Shepard Smith is for Hillary Clinton, as is his boss, Rupert Murdoch, in my estimation, and by what I've been able to determine through back channels. The entire network is for Hillary Clinton, make no mistake about it. So they're glad that Trump's been knocked out in Colorado, and they hope it becomes a model for America. What they want is no election. They want an appointment of Cruz so that he can go down in flames against Hillary. In fact, they were joking about it last Sunday on ABC's This Week. I don't know what the show was. Lose with Cruz became their motto. Republican operatives were laughing with news people on one of the major networks. Lose with Cruz. They were laughing about it.
they don't want to win this election, and it's becoming ever more apparent every day, every time I turn on the channel, and I don't even know where...
Right, but in order for me to appeal to those out there who love Ted Cruz and hate Donald Trump, and there are millions of people in that category, I have to appeal to their better side and to their nature and say, don't you think that if Cruz was as clean and as honorable and as constitutionally correct as he claims to be, he would disavow this rigged system in Colorado and demand an election? Isn't that a factual statement that should be upheld by anyone?
Exactly. He is not what he claims to be, and more people need to see that. Cruz is...
I don't know if he claims... Wait a minute. He hasn't yet made a statement on the rigged system in Colorado. I am demanding that Ted Cruz come out today and disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal as not befitting a free republic, and that Ted Cruz himself demand a true primary. I think that would, frankly, put him over the finish line, and he would beat Trump everywhere if he showed himself to be above this dirty politics, above dirty politics. Then people who were saying, you know what, I don't trust Cruz, they say, you know what, he is an honorable man, I'll vote for him. Because right now, many, many people see him as a completely untrustworthy weasel.
Supposed to come out.
All right, my friends, if you want to live in the ex-Soviet Union, where the party apparatchiks pick the candidates, and then you go in like a herring, and you pick one of the stooges that the party apparatchiks selected for you, then you're living in the ex-Soviet Union. Okay, that's what you want? Now suddenly you want to live in the ex-Soviet Union. KCMO, Mike, thanks for calling from Kansas City. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I kind of agree with you and disagree with you. I agree that Cruz should object to this and insist on having that convention, but I understand why Colorado would pass on having the convention. They, if Trump were to win, they would have no choice but to support him, and he's just bombastic and a buffoon, and I don't think they want to be culpable.
It doesn't matter what they want to be. It's what the people want. Don't you understand?
These people are between the lithium, Prozac, and the 30% THC.
Oh, so now the people are too stupid to vote. So then eliminate the vote in America, since we're on lithium and Prozac. Say that there's no need for a vote anymore. That's what you're arguing. There should be no vote at all. Let the party apparatchiks pick the winner.
You know what?
Follow your line. Listen to me. You don't have to like Donald Trump to understand democracy has just been... They've just committed homicide on democracy. Thanks for the call. Listen, the article just came out. Michael Savage to Cruz, renounced Colorado result. Texas senator won all 34 delegates after GOP canceled popular vote. WorldNet Daily published it. We're going to try to get it up on michaelsavage.com and wherever else you turn for your news. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let's be very clear. This has the hands of the Bush family all over it. This is the Republican establishment. This is Barbara Bush getting even with Donald Trump. This is the Bush family pulling strings in Colorado to make certain that Trump doesn't win. Forget who did win. They don't care any more about Cruz than they do about Trump. They just want Trump stopped. They hate him because he attacked their son. This is a family feud at this point. But the bigger issue is you, the voter, how you feel. Michael Savage to Cruz renounced Colorado result. Just came up on WorldNet Daily. It's going up on my Facebook. It's on michaelsavage.com. We'll see who else has the guts to post it. Calling the Colorado Republican Party's decision not to hold a primary popular vote a scandal. Talk radio host Michael Savage declared Senator Ted Cruz should disavow the move and call for a vote. Savage told his listeners Monday what happened in Colorado should frankly disqualify Cruz unless he claims that he wants a popular vote. I told you we don't have a democracy. It's how I rose to fame in the radio business. My position has been all my life a total cynic. Savage said this is a corrupt, rotten system. It's a one-party system. It's demagoguery. There is no two-party system. They are the ones who selected Obama. They're the ones who are selecting Hillary. Make no mistake about it. How can Cruz support a rigged election or no election? Read about it. Back in a minute. Be here or be nowhere.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They offer him trips, they offer him all sorts of things, and you're allowed to do that. I mean, you're allowed to offer trips, and you can buy all these votes. What kind of a system is this? Now, I'm an outsider, and I came into the system, and I'm winning the votes by millions of votes. But the system is rigged. It's crooked. When you look even at Bernie, I'm not a fan of Bernie, but every time I turn on your show, Bernie wins, Bernie wins, mm-hmm. Bernie wins, and yet Bernie's not winning. I mean, it's
all
a,
right.
it's
so
a
Donald
rigged
Trump
system.
Is finally discovering what I've been telling you is the fact. We do not live in a free nation. We don't live in a free republic. You can define it any way you like, but what just happened in Colorado is the issue of the day. The Republicans canceled a presidential primary in Colorado. They selected a candidate. You don't have to like Trump to understand how unfair this is and what a mockery it makes of Ted Cruz's statements that he's a constitutional conservative. And I have said on this show, it was just published, Savage says Cruz should disavow rigged election. It's on the top of the Drudge Report, right underneath the statement by Rush Limbaugh, your hero. You're not going to believe this. I didn't say it. Don't accuse me. Matt Drudge. Headline. Limbaugh says it's not cheating, it's winning. You decide what that means. You decide if that's a statement of integrity. It's not cheating, it's winning. And now back to golf and cigars and ho, ho, ho. And away we go. No, my friends. Savage sees it the way it is. Savage says you don't have to like Trump. You can hate Trump. But what you have to like is democracy. And I have said, and I'll say it again, Cruz should disavow this rigged election because there was no election. If he is a true constitutional conservative, as he claims to be, he should immediately disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal as not befitting a free republic and an open democracy, and demand a true primary, agree or disagree. Now we're going to play what Ted Cruz just said. It's exactly what you're afraid he was going to say. Listen.
Donald has been yelling and screaming. A lot of whining. I'm sure some cursing. And
right,
some late-night fever.
Turn it off. This man is an embarrassment. He's everything that I feared he was. An oily snake salesman, a snake oil salesman. And by the way, snake oil is a very good has very good health attributes for another time. But he's a snake oil salesman of the Old West. Because if he was a true constitutional conservative, would he be laughing at Donald Trump right now? Would he not be showing some dignity, some leadership? Wouldn't he rise above the scandal and say it's scandalous to cut the voters out in any state, and I will have nothing to do with it? After all, we spent trillions of dollars to make sure the Iraqis could vote. Surely the people of Colorado have a right to vote. But he didn't do that. He is exactly what we feared he was. And you don't have to like Trump to agree with me, do you? Sherm, KVOR in Colorado Springs, Colorado on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, long-time listener. I agree with most of what you say, but I had to call in and defend the process, at least from the way I saw it.
Well, we're hanging on your every breath. Can you take a fast breath and tell us? We don't have to respond to every breath, do we?
Okay, I got you. I attended my caucus for the first time ever this year. It was attended by fellow citizens at the caucus.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. Did you vote for Cruz or Trump?
I voted for a delegate for Cruz.
Okay, but you're not. You're a member of a party, and you get to. You're invited to do this. How did this happen? How were you picked to vote for a delegate?
By other caucus goers. I was elected by other caucus goers to.
What does that mean? Elected. So in other words, the party picks who votes.
No, because they were my neighbors.
Well, you just said you were picked by other caucus goers. So, in other words, the millions of people in Colorado who are pissed off because they weren't picked by anyone on the inside, they're foolish?
No, I don't think they're foolish at all. Anybody that wanted to attend the caucus could. It was open to everybody. This is the first time I ever went. And
so, in other words, anybody who wanted to go to a caucus could have gone. They could have stopped working, and they could have gone to a party and had some coffee and cake and be picked. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was held in the evening, so some people probably still work nights and couldn't go. But if you
then why are millions of people in Colorado in the Republican Party angry today? Are they all wrong?
No, I don't think they're all wrong. And in fact, most of us, myself included, do want to go to a primary system. But the way the system was conducted was perfectly above the board. And
Wait. You mean the way the system was rigged was above board, is what you're saying?
Now you're sounding
like Barack Obama. Every time there's a scandal, you say, well, let's make sure this doesn't happen again. Now you're sounding like Hillary Clinton. We got to look into Benghazi and make sure that this doesn't happen again. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not a Barack Obama fan or a Hillary
Clinton. I don't care what you are, but you're sounding like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. You're saying you want to make sure that this corruption doesn't occur again. But you just acknowledged it's a flawed system, didn't you?
No,
so wouldn't you agree with me then if you feel uncomfortable with the results because they were not fair? And what I mean by fair is everyone gets a chance in a party to go and vote in a primary. Don't you think that a fair candidate who wants to stand above this corruption would stand up and disavow this rigged closed-door thing and say we want an open primary? What would be wrong with that? There wouldn't be this million people out there who want to burn their Republican card.
I like an open primary system. I can also tell you at every step of the process, there were Trump delegates that could have been elected. There were Cruz delegates.
You said it again, Trump delegates. This is sounding more and more like Belarus under Joseph Stalin. You're saying that you like the Soviet system where party apparatchiks control the outcome. That's what you just said. Do you think that because you're an American who loves America, you're not capable of being as corrupt as the ex-Soviets were as a member of your party? Don't you understand where you're going with this?
Oh, every man's capable of corruption. I agree with that completely. You and I...
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I don't want you to dislike me after this is over. But I want you to understand what you're actually saying. You're saying that a rigged system is okay because it was rigged.
No, I'm saying...
Okay, all right. We covered the waterfront already. You're saying you're glad that the results occurred because you were one of those who were allowed to vote. But tell that to the million people who want to burn their Republican National Committee card. Call them all idiots. See what happens to the party. 1 million Republicans were sidelined by that backroom deal. The voters are burning their registration cards in large numbers. The Border Patrol agents are saying Colorado voters were disenfranchised. Did you hear what I just said to you? It's a huge scandal. And so I want you to step back from the fact that your boy Cruz just won and you're celebrating. I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to ask yourself one question. Has there been an equal outcry when Trump lost anywhere else? I don't recall it. Do you, Robert? I mean, Trump lost a few primaries, didn't he? Did I hear anyone screaming and yelling that it was unfair? No. Did people say we're leaving the Republican Party when he lost? No, because there was a system of voting. At least their vote was counted. Do we live in a country where the motto is one man, one vote? Well, that's not what a delegate system is. That's one corrupt party official, and you have no vote. That's one corrupt man, period. It's the Soviet Union. The people are not stupid. So what just happened is an indicator of who Ted Cruz really is. Not because he rigged the system. Don't misinterpret my words. It was not Ted Cruz who rigged the system like this in Colorado. But the onus is on Ted Cruz to stand up now like a real leader who's cleaner than the rest. Someone capable of standing above the dirty, filthy world of politics, which is the filthiest world in the history of man. Everyone knows that politics is the most corrupt business on earth. Everyone knows that anyone who goes into that pigsty is going to come out with mud all over their suit. And so if you want to vote for someone who's better than this system, the way it's been set up, so that there is very little democracy, Cruz should get up and say, I disavow this rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal. People didn't vote. It's not befitting a free republic. I demand a true primary, and that's my position. It's on WorldNet Daily. It's linked at the top of Drudge. And I want you to go and get that article from Drudge. And I want you to put it on your social media. And I want you to send it to everybody you know. And I want you to see what kind of answers you're going to get back. And then you will know who your friends are. And if you get answers such as the type you're hearing on the show, well, it's a perfectly fair system because they decided in advance. They changed the rules 3 months ago, that, and therefore it's okay. Another one says, like Rush Limbaugh saying, it's not cheating, it's winning. It's not cheating, it's winning. How could a man say that? Rush Limbaugh says Ted Cruz isn't cheating, he's winning, and he wants you to not bristle at that statement? Again, you don't have to like Donald Trump to like democracy. You can even despise Donald Trump. You can recoil with disgust at Donald Trump. But you can't support a system like this and say that it's fair. If you do, then you are dragging us into the ex-Soviet Union. Unless we're already there and I don't know it. Am I the last man on earth who actually thinks that the vote matters? I could be the last fool in the media. Maybe everyone else knows something I don't know. After all, just last week, a Republican apparatchik went on, I think ABC, and laughed with the host when they said, we have a new motto in the Republican Party called Lose with Cruz. And they all had a big laugh. The leftists at the network and the Republican apparatchik. So if you don't see the direction this is going, and it's frightening. This is deplorable. Again, you don't have to like Trump to like democracy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COR. So millions of people in Colorado who identify as Republicans or conservatives are completely pissed off. They realize that they were shafted, that they're no better than the third world nation now. And then you have guys like Limbaugh, and I have to say it, it's on the top of Drudge. It's a news story. Drudge reposted Limbaugh's remarks from this morning. And Limbaugh, of course, is the greatest genius in the history of talk radio, as you well know. He's America's anchorman, and he's more conservative than now, as you well know. And he said, it's not cheating, it's winning. So this is like this. Limbaugh's a big golfer. So let's say Rush is on a golf course golfing with someone, and he turns around to chat with someone, and the guy he's golfing against goes up on the putting green, and when Rush isn't looking, he kicks the ball into the hole. And the guy says, I win. And Rush says, wait, that's not fair. You kicked the ball in the hole. You didn't use a putting iron. Guy says, I'm sorry, that's not cheating, it's winning. Does that explain it to you, or it's a little too complex for you? No, cheating is cheating. It's cheating is cheating is cheating. So how anyone could say that escapes me. My position is different. Savage says Cruz should disavow rigged election. That's the official position that I will take. It was last August when officials in the corrupt Republican Party in Colorado decided they would not let voters take part in the early nomination process. The Denver Post reported August 25th, quote, the GOP Executive Committee has voted to cancel the traditional presidential preference poll. See that what they're calling it now? After the National Party changed its rules to require a state's delegates to support the candidate that wins the caucus vote. Now, you can translate that to they have a system equivalent to that in North Korea. Voted to cancel the traditional presidential preference poll. So that's like North Korea saying we've canceled the traditional presidential preference poll, which never existed in North Korea, by the way. And we've changed our rules to require a state's delegates to support Kim Jong-un no matter who wins the caucus vote. And anyone who disagrees will be electrocuted or executed, rather. So if you want to go along, then you've drunk the Kool-Aid. And again, you have to understand what I'm saying to you. You don't have to like Trump to like democracy. Write it down. Why don't you get a pen and write it on the back of your hand? You don't have to like Trump to like democracy. Put it on the back of your hand so you never forget it. If you're supporting this, what just happened in Colorado, you're supporting a rigged system. It's no different than any corrupt banana republic. Murray, WJR, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. You are right on the money, and you're the man today. You've got it. Exactly right, and Mr. Rafi Eduardo, our the vampire saw some blood there in Colorado and had to go get it. And if he is a purist, as he says, of the Constitution, he will say he doesn't want those votes. They're not pure.
He'll say that he wants the people to participate in an open, rather in a primary. That would be how he shows he's above the mudslinging. Correct.
That would be
his way of saying, I'm for fairness, I'm for openness, I'm for a real vote. I don't want any tinge of corruption hanging over my election, or nomination, rather. I'm disavowing the rigged Colorado backroom deal. I'm going against my party itself. It's not befitting a free republic or a free state. I demand a true primary. I believe that's what should be done. I don't know what's so complicated in what I just said.
It's so simple.
So thank you. I don't think you're going to hear that, though. Bernie Sanders having the same exact situation, but at least they're voting. Isn't it odd that even though the system is rigged against Bernie Sanders by the Hillary machine, at least the people can go and vote? They're not, even in the Sanders-Clinton thing, there's not a state in the union said to the people, you're not going to even go to a primary. We already selected the candidate. What would happen if that happened? The Democrats would burn something down. The Bernie supporters would burn something down. Do you understand that? Then you'd really understand burn with Bernie. It'd be burn, baby, burn if they did that, but they don't even dare do it. So why do the Republicans in Colorado, how can they be that corrupt that they dare do this? And I want to leave you with another thought on this, and I may have to move on, because I think I've said all I want to say. It's on the top of Drudge, and you really have to read the article. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth, I know, is a revolutionary act. George Orwell taught us all of that. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And very often people hate the truth, and they try to condemn you. If you can keep your head on all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you are a man, my son. I hope to be a man, my son. I've been a man a long time. My friends, we're living through very dangerous times. We knew this happened in banana republics. We knew it happened in the Soviet Union in the past. We knew it happens. We know it happens in North Korea. But now it happened in Colorado. And people you trusted all your life are supporting it, saying it's not cheating, it's winning. Think about it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Michael Savage says Cruz should immediately disavow the rigged election in Colorado. Welcome back to the program. Let me ask you this question. If a true primary were held because Cruz said, I'm not accepting the rigged results, this was a closed backroom deal. It's not up to the standards that I want to uphold in America. I want a primary, befitting a free republic. I think that Cruz would win hands down in Colorado, and then the people would feel at least their vote counted. Now, if you don't think that I'm correct, then let's do this. What if all 50 states were to do a no-voter situation as they've done in Colorado? Would you support that? Would you prefer that no one vote except party apparatchiks, meaning people appointed by the party? Here's Diana. We're getting loads of calls out of Colorado. Thank God I have a powerful station up there. I want to thank God that this show is heard on so many great stations. And I want to thank Cumulus for getting me on KVOR up in Colorado Springs. It's a great, important station even before this because it's the home of the U.S. Air Force Academy, by the way. I mean, huge audience up there. But today we're hearing only about what went on behind closed doors. And you're going to hear it now over and over again. KVOR, line 7. Diane, tell us what you just told me.
Well, what happened in our county was people were mad, of course. A lot of people left the caucus because they did not know about this secret meeting that they had voted to take away our straw poll vote. Anyway, we had already had the primary taken away by the Democratic Congress and Senate in the state of Colorado. So my husband stayed there all day wanting to be a delegate. He waited till late in the day. The secretary of our county told my husband that he was not elected as a delegate. He went home. He was under the impression he was not. He was not told that he actually was. At any time, and actually people didn't even know the date of, you know.
How do they pick people to be delegates? On what basis did they reject your husband?
You know, you stood up, you were allowed to give a 30-second summary of who you were and why you wanted to be a delegate. My husband...
Wait, hold it. Did they have to state who they supported for that pre-screening process?
They did. No, they. He said they did not. So anyway, my husband stayed, and he's retired military, so when he was on active duty, he could not be politically involved, you know, like this. So he, since he's been retired, last time, you know, he was in the election, he was an alternate. He
Why wouldn't they pick an ex-Air Force officer to be a delegate? What did he say that they rejected him?
He's an ex-Army guy. Anyway, they said he was...
But wait a minute. Hold it. You got to follow me. They're having people come up, they want to be delegates in Colorado to bypass the actual voters. And they said to your husband, you're not picked. Why? What did he say that you think that they said you're not picked?
He stayed all day. They didn't give him a reason. They just said you were not picked as a delegate. So he came home. And then he found out later through our Facebook page, the Republican Facebook page in our county, that he was a delegate and nobody went there representing our district. He could have went had he known that he was selected. So what they did...
But the people who were there running the backroom deal cut him out because he wasn't on the list, the Communist Party list, in other words. There it goes. Thanks for the call. Exactly how it worked in the Soviet Union. You know, there are people from the ex-Soviet Union listening to this show who know exactly what I'm saying. The naive Americans, particularly those of you who think that you are, I don't know, somehow better than Democrats, cleaner than Democrats. Do you understand what you're supporting if you support this? There are two other topics I haven't gotten to, but I'm going to get to them tomorrow. And they're huge topics. One is the Pope. Now, you know that I'm not a fan of the liberal Pope. With Henry Kissinger, we had shuttle diplomacy. With Pope Francis, we have shuttle hypocrisy. And his new motto seems to be, if it feels good, do it. Or why not do it in the road? He's the Abbie Hoffman of the Pontification Academy. And I say, what's the point of religion without morality? What's the good of a religion that encourages you to do what feels good? The Pope is to the papacy what Obama is to the presidency. Basically a mockery. But having said that, I actually read his long encyclical on whatever it is, on all these topics. It's hundreds of pages long. That means it was written by a number of different individuals, wrote it. He didn't write it. It's a long, long encyclical on family life. I found some of the passages very beautiful about man and woman, husband and wife. They were stunningly beautiful. This is a 256-page document known as an apostolic exhortation entitled Amoris Laetitia, Latin for the joy of love. There was a book called The Joy of Sex, which was apparently very popular in the Vatican at the time, and someone must have gotten out an old copy, and they changed it into The Joy of Love. But nevertheless, that's not the point of my discussion, which I'm going to have at another time. I want to get to this maybe tomorrow because of this horrible situation in Colorado. I just want to say that although I disagree with the Pope on virtually all of his liberal positions, I believe that what he wrote about marriage is one of the most beautiful things I've ever read written in any religion. I wish I knew which bishop wrote it. I have no idea who wrote this. It's so beautiful. He talks about marriage, and he talks about that as passion leaves a marriage, the friendship between people becomes something godly and beautiful. It's beautiful. He says marriage was not instituted solely for the procreation of children, but also that mutual love might be properly expressed, that it should grow and mature. The unique friendship between a man and a woman acquires an all-encompassing character only within the conjugal union. It's beautifully written. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever read about marriage. No one ever writes about marriage this way. We read about marriage like it's a joke, like it should be thrown in the garbage because Harry can marry Barry. Because Harry can marry Barry now, it's just nothing to anybody. So he's writing that it's something beautiful, and the longer the marriage is, the more beautiful it is. The bond and the sharing and the friendship and the memories. I can't find the exact passage, but I was so moved by it that I read the whole 256 pages to find it again, and I couldn't find the exact words. But I will talk about it again, because you know there's so little support for traditional marriage in this country today. It's shocking. It's sickening to see marriage being assailed from every side. And then there's another story I have to get to, but not today. I only want to stay on the Cruz-Trump debacle. This is a shocker. The chief of the individual, in the United Kingdom, as you well know, let's say England, the left-wing maniac, the head of the Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips, is the man who 20 years ago popularized the term Islamophobia. That's used by CARE and all of the other front groups for ISIS in America, in my opinion. He coined the phrase Islamophobia. Anytime you criticize bombers, they tell you it's not Muslims. Anytime you say anything about Islam not assimilating, they say it's Islamophobia. That very man who created that term Islamophobia says he was wrong. The former head of Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips, has admitted, quote, he got almost everything wrong on Muslim immigration in a damning new report on integration segregation and how the followers of Islam are creating, quote, nations within nations in the West. I read this on Breitbart. He says, I should have known better. No, Phillips, you shouldn't have known better. You should be arrested for crimes against your nation. You don't just say oops after you flood your nation with people who are going to destroy your nation from within, Phillips. You should be arrested, Phillips. But this should be a wake-up call to America. Islamophobia is a fake. It's made to shut your mouth up and to make you deny your own survival instincts. There is no such thing as Islamophobia. It's an invention. He said it. He's the man who coined the phrase. What a story that is. I want to get to it another day. But I need to stick to the big story, the Colorado story here in America, because this is more dangerous than you could imagine. My position is simple. Cruz should disavow the rigged election, but he isn't. He's mocking Trump for complaining about it. That tells you all you need to know about Cruz. And you'll know why they've both gone into the mud together, because Cruz is no better than Trump with regard to the name-calling. And then, shockingly, I'm sorry, it's on the top of Drudge. I try never to talk about another talk show host. It's the way it is. It's on Drudge. It says, Limbaugh says it's not cheating, it's winning. I do not understand how anybody can say a thing like that and not understand what it does to them in the minds of those who are reading this. And I will give you the example again, since Mr. Limbaugh is such an avid golfer and talks incessantly about the golfing world. Let's say he's out golfing with someone, and they're in a tight competition, and they're down to the last hole. And Rush turns around to have a cigar and talk to some other guys, and while he turns around and is not looking at the putting green, the other guy goes up and kicks the ball into the cup and says he wins. Would Limbaugh turn around and say, okay, that's not cheating, that's winning? Put that into your pipe and smoke it. All of you who don't see what this is cheating. Cheating is not good. Cheating is bad. And how can you sit there complaining about Barack Obama cheating, violating the law, going around the Constitution, doing anything he likes, appointing judges, federal judges, without anyone electing them, and complain about it. And now you have someone appointed, not elected in Colorado, anointed, not even elected, anointed by the Republican Party. And I'll leave you with another thought, just so you know it. Can the millions of people in Colorado, or let's say even hundreds of thousands, I don't know what the number, of Republicans, registered Republicans, who are burning their Republican cards, are they all wrong? Are they all just wrong? And what, their votes shouldn't count? They're all idiots now? Everyone in Colorado who's so pissed off at the party for screwing them like this, denying them the vote, they're all wrong now. They have no right to be angry. They're all fools. No, that can't be true. Would there be a controversy today if there was no cheating? See, don't you understand what I'm saying to you? By mere dint of the fact that you can't get on this show, the lines are like a pinball machine that's been tilted in Spring Glen, New York in 1956 at a little luncheonette I used to go to. If you tilted at the lights, you couldn't even turn the lights off. They kept blinking. This is that kind of day. The people are outraged. They're electrified. Would there be this much outrage and electrification of the phone lines into this program and every other you have listened to or are going to listen to over the next 3 days? Was there not a controversy like this? So if there's a controversy, can you acknowledge that perhaps there's something wrong with the system in Colorado? And let me ask you something else while you're at it. What if every state, now let me put it another way. When Trump lost prior primaries, and I don't remember which states he lost, Robert. Do you know which states he lost? He lost a few. Was there such an outcry? Did Republicans threaten to burn their Republican cards? No. Why? Because they voted. They figured, okay, we voted and lost, so that's the end of that. On to the next state. So why are they outraged in Colorado? Because they didn't vote. party insiders rigged the election in favor of Cruz. So it leads us to only one conclusion. The system is rotten in Colorado. It's rigged. I don't care whether they changed the rules or didn't change the rules. The rules were rigged. And so Michael Savage says to Ted Cruz, renounce the Colorado result. Yeah, good luck, Mike. What just happened in Colorado should frankly disqualify Cruz, who claims to be a constitutional conservative. And then I went on to say this is a corrupt, rotten system. It's a one-party system. It's demagoguery. There is no two-party system. They are the same people who selected Obama. They are the ones who are selecting Hillary. Make no mistake about it. Savage said the rigged Republican backroom deal was not befitting a free republic and something you would expect of Uruguay in the 1940s. I then asked, how can Mr. Cruz support a rigged election in Colorado and still claim to be a conservative? So, ladies and gentlemen, my statements stand on their own. I am appealing to Ted Cruz to stand above the mudslinging, which he didn't do. He immediately went out. Instead of saying something dignified, he attacked Donald Trump. It shows you he's basically at that level. So don't think he's any different. And then I appealed to Ted Cruz, saying he should disavow the rigged system as not befitting a free republic and demand a true primary. Agree or disagree? And I'll ask you, if a true primary were held in Colorado, Cruz might even win. He could win. Especially if he came out now and said, look, this wasn't fair. People are pissed off. I understand why they're angry. They're disenfranchised. I want a fair primary in the Republican side. I'm not accepting the results. He might win by a landslide because he showed himself to be so, I don't know, much above normal politics that we've become used to here under Obama and the Hillary machine. He might win anyway, but do you think he's going to do it? Go to the Drudge Report. On the top it says, Savage says Cruz should disavow rigged election. The next linked article is Limbaugh saying it is not cheating, it's winning. Next article says Republicans cancel presidential election in Colorado. Voters burn registrations in protest. 1 million Republicans sideline. Paper says GOP made a big mistake. Border Patrol agents say Colorado voters disenfranchised. Headline says a firestorm after voterless election in Colorado. Cruz wins all without an election. Judge for yourself what you really think. And don't say, well, you know, because I'm a Cruz supporter and I despise Trump, I'm glad it happened. Think carefully where this will lead you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. My call bank is being flooded from Colorado by delegates who have stories to tell you that if they said they supported Trump, they were knocked out of the box before the tallying. How can you support this? When the Republican Party uses a procedural move to circumvent the will of the rank and file, what does that say to you? How can you support that? How can you puff on your cigar and say that's cool? Danielle, KVOR, tell your story quickly. Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to say it's we the people, part of the Constitution, that's been cut out of the process. We have a caucus like Iowa. Iowa got to vote. We did not get to vote. If you...
Were you a delegate? Were you a delegate at this particular thing?
I was an alternate. I was kicked out because, and through the process, because I was a Trump, not a Cruz supporter.
How did they know you were a Trump supporter and eliminate you prior to the decision?
Because at the neighborhood meeting, so we have 300 Republicans in my neighborhood, 26 showed up at our caucus. And at that meeting, they have to elect you. So it's like we send a representative to Washington, D.C.
So they knew you were a Trump supporter and they said, you're not going to be able to be a delegate? Is that what you're saying on this show right now?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We're getting one report after another about people kicked out as delegates because they were not supporting Cruz. If that's the kind of country you want to live in, count me out. Count me out, because I don't want to live in the ex-Soviet Union. I've been fighting to the contrary my whole life.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282-SAVAGE. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
$3 trillion was wasted to permit Iraqis to vote. Men were killed, maimed. The country was almost set afire with a civil war in this country. And what was the battle about in Iraq, according to the Bush family? It was to give them the vote. It was to make sure that there was fairness, that there was no cheating. Isn't that what we were told the Iraq war was about? To make sure there was no cheating? To cheat in Spanish, for those of you who speak Spanish, en ganar. En ganar. What does cheat mean? Well, it comes from the French and the Latin to defraud. To defraud. And so now we see that the $1 trillion or $3 trillion that was spent for the war in Iraq, which was not really about giving them the right to vote. It was about contracts. It was about stealing money out of the treasury for Halliburton and the friends of the Bush family. And now we find out years later that we don't even have a fair vote in Colorado. Welcome to the show. We've had one call after another from individuals in Colorado who tell us that they were delegates and they were dismissed prior to the final tally on who to select because they were for Trump. They were not selected as a delegate. And it was mainly women pecking at women like in a chicken coop. It was like chickens of a certain variety pecking at another chicken saying, get out of the coop because you're not for our guy. And it was fun. I'm sorry to tell you this, by what I'm hearing, you want to hear it on the inside? It was fundamentally Pentecostal Christians who were fanatical for Cruz, who pecked away all the other women who were not for the Pentecostal favorite son. Now, if you feel that that system is fair, I pity you. That's all I could say is I pity you if you're now supporting such a rigged system. Then you're no different than the Democrats, the socialists, the communists, the progressives that you claim to despise so much. But the real onus is not on you, the people. The onus is on Ted Cruz. Again, let me say this. The headline on Drudge says it all. It's the lead story. Savage says Cruz should disavow rigged election. And I'm saying it again. He should disavow the rigged Colorado Republican backroom deal as not befitting a free republic and demand a true primary. Agree or disagree? And I will repeat again. If Ted Cruz did that, if he said we want a true primary, I'm disavowing this because the people were not allowed to vote, he might win by a landslide because people who were for Trump say, you know, this guy is really clean. This guy is great. He's a real leader. I trust now that he is a constitutionalist. So why is he not doing it? Now carry it to the next step. What if 50 states went to a no-voter situation that was rigged like Colorado? Is that something you'd want? You'd want no primaries in America? Is that what you're calling for now? Michael Savage de Cruz renounced Colorado result. This is a corrupt, rotten system. It's a one-party system. It's demagoguery. There is no two-party system. This is the same system that selected Obama. They are now selecting Hillary Clinton. Make no mistake about it. That's my opinion. What's your opinion? It's talk radio. KVOR, Joanne, way up there in the Colorado Springs area. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Joanne from Payton, Colorado, and I'm a new resident, so I wasn't really familiar with their ruling, but I agree with you 100%. It was totally unfair the way they ran the primaries. But more than that, I just wanted to share with the American people that I don't understand why they can't see that career politicians are not going to change Washington. They need to get behind Donald Trump, who's from a private sector.
Well, hold on now. See, I don't want to turn this into a Trump rally. That's not what this show is about. This is about a democracy rally on the Savage Nation. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is not because I want Trump to win in Colorado. I want an election to occur in the Republican primary. And then I want to see who really wins. And it didn't happen. What you had was a closed-door meeting with people who support Cruz, eliminating those who supported Trump in the beginning. And now they're saying it was free and open. It wasn't free and open. That's the issue, Joanne, don't you see?
The system is trying to run it. They're trying to.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you, and I thank you very much for calling the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. We got tons of open lines. So many other stories I haven't gotten to, but I guess we'll have to wait for tomorrow to get to the Pope. I'll get to defending Bill Clinton when he stood up to the mobs, the thugs in Black Lives Matter. Bill Clinton stood out there and showed himself to be at least a man, and he didn't let them shout him down. And the next day he said basically he's sorry. The Hillary people shut him up, and he apologized for the incident in one way or another. I'm sure he didn't, you know, next will claim that he had senility or something or dementia, and he's very sorry for it. It's very sad. So that was a big story. Traveling Pope is a story. With Henry Kissinger, we had shuttle diplomacy. With Pope Francis, we have shuttle hypocrisy. The new Pope says, if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? He's the Beatles of the papacy. And I say to that, what's the point of religion without morality? You see, I never like going to reform churches or synagogues, in my case. I don't like that. I want red lights, and I want yellow lights, and I want green lights from the pulpit. I don't really want Woody Allen up there with a yarmulke telling me to have a bagel and then go home and do what I want. What's the point of going there? I could watch HBO for that. So I never liked it. That's why I walked out of the synagogue. Then I would go to churches. I saw the same thing. Same garbage. Everyone became so passive and so accepting that there was no point to religion. I'm the kind of guy that in religion I like fire and brimstone. I like it in any religion. I like fire and brimstone. This is the way it is. These are the rules. Same in politics. I'm a fire and brimstone guy. I want rules. And I don't want the rules rigged in advance and then they say that's the rules. Don't you understand? They rigged the rules and then said these are the rules and we're following the rules. That's called rigging the rules. How do I know I'm right? Because the people didn't vote. That's how. So you want rules now that disenfranchise millions of voters? Great. Then move to North Korea. They have a perfect system. Oh, it's not cheating. It's winning. Great. That's the new line now. It's not cheating. It's winning. I never saw anything like this. Listen, all I can say to you is this. You have to judge for yourself what you think, not what I think, not what anyone else tells you to think. Ask yourself if you want to live in a nation where the average voter is disenfranchised. I don't care how you put, oh, well, we had rules that were changed, or you didn't know about us, too bad. Is that the country you want to live in, where the rules are changed and behind closed doors with rigged systems? Isn't that what you're trying to get away from? Aren't we complaining with Ted Cruz that he's going to come here and change the corrupt system run by career politicians? Well, this was rigged by career politicians. Robert, isn't that the point? Isn't that what we're saying here? Ted Cruz claims he's not a career politician. Yet if he doesn't disavow what happened in Colorado, he is a career politician who rigged the system and used the rigged system to beat his opponent in plain English. So if we had a fair election, would there be this much anger right now? Again, Trump lost some primaries. There was no anger afterwards. There was disappointment, but no one screamed, I'm ripping up my Republican card, I'm not going to vote, it's hopeless. No one said that because they saw a primary. People went out. They stood in line. They voted. So at least I voted. But no, they didn't vote here. That's why so many people are very unhappy today. So there it is, my friends. There it is, my friends. This is what goes on when you have a corrupt career political system. Ted Cruz is part of that system. As I told you, he's an insider. Look, I said it for weeks now. He's a sitting senator. How do you become a senator? He knows how to work the system. So he's working the system. You say, good for him. Well, is that what you want now? More of the same? So what's the difference between him and anyone else? How does he differ from Romney then? Well, because he says that he likes the Constitution? Then why does he uphold the Constitution? Why does he uphold one man, one vote, if he's such a great constitutionalist? So that's what we're talking about. I think it's a very, very important topic. This is fraud. This is total fraud. KVOR, we're getting flooded with callers out of Colorado on the Savage Nation. I thank God that Cumulus has me on this great station up in Colorado Springs, because you're hearing it from the grassroots level what actually went on. Nick on KVOR, what did you see happening up there?
Michael, thanks for picking up. Ted Cruz recently thanked Colorado for what was the first voterless victory in a primary and caucus season. I'm calling to address the spineless guy who called in the first hour from Colorado who actually got to vote. There's an uprising, and people in Colorado are pissed.
So what you said at first was Ted Cruz won the first voterless election in history. Is that what you're saying?
In the primary and caucus season this year. He had the first voterless victory.
That's interesting. He's won the first voterless victory. He's achieved the first voterless victory in the primary caucus system in Colorado history. So they changed the rules in advance for him, is what you're saying.
They changed the rules this year. I'm actually from Atlanta, so I've been here for 2 years, and I've been trying to find out a way how to vote. It's incredibly hard to find information on this. I searched for weeks online.
This is exactly what Bernie Sanders is saying. It's a rigged system against him. Sanders says he's an outsider. He wants to shake up the system. He doesn't want career politicians. He wins in states and loses the delegates. Isn't that what just happened in Colorado, in a way, to Donald Trump? We don't know, though. See, we don't know. Trump could lose fair and square. If it was a primary that was truly a primary, Trump could lose. So why doesn't Ted Cruz, who is so fair and square, call for a primary if he's so sure that he won? See, this is what I want to know. If all of you Cruz supporters are so sure that he won, are you saying by all means necessary? Is that what I'm hearing from you? Am I hearing from the Cruz people that by all means necessary works? Is that what you're saying? If it feels good, do it. And no matter how you win, it's okay. Then how do you differ from so-called corrupt progressives? How? How do you differ from them? I'm trying to have you think. You don't have to like Trump to like democracy. How many different ways must I say the same thing? This is not a democratic process when you change the rules in advance and you disenfranchise hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of voters. And if I were wrong, there would not be such an outcry in Colorado and across America. And we would not be having this debate on this show today. And the reason there is this debate and the reason there is this outcry is because America deserves better than this. Back in a second on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Now, many of you true believers are crowing that Cruz won, and you're saying there's no constitutional right of the vote in a primary, and that each state has the right to do it their own way. And you're very happy with the results, and I'm all wrong. Well, let me ask you something, all of you folks who are so happy today about the results in Colorado, and that you think that those of us who are trying to uphold democracy, one man, one vote, are somehow biased or crazy. What is going to happen in Cleveland when your esteemed Republican Party says no to Ted Cruz and they put in Paul Ryan or someone else? Are you going to sit and say, well, that's okay, those are the rules? That's not cheating. That's winning. You're going to sit there and say the same thing? Think about what you're saying. Think very carefully. Don't be the little people that they want you to be. In other words, the useful idiots that Lenin wrote about, because they occur on both sides of the aisle. If you're going to sit here and say that that's fine, this is the system, you're wrong, the Constitution doesn't require that there be a vote, they can do it any way they want, the rules were there, Trump should have been there. Okay, so then Cruz wins, he goes to the convention, and they knock him out of the box in Cleveland, and they say, we're putting in Paul Ryan. What are you going to say then? You're going to sit there and look at yourself and say, my God, I was wrong, I should have listened to Savage? That should be open to the voters, not to the party players? Do you understand what I am saying to you? Can you follow the logic of what I am saying to you, and can you see where this goes? No, you can't, because you're blinded by your own victory. Someone wrote this, what a wonderful lesson the GOP in Colorado is teaching children. If you want to win, just keep changing the rules until you do. Don't worry, it's okay just as long as you follow those rules or until you need to change them again. Another one writes this. The man called and said that her husband was a retired member of the Army. He applied to be a delegate in Colorado. He was told he was not chosen. After the decision to cancel the primary and support Cruz, he went to the Republican Party's webpage to only learn that he was a delegate. He said the communist liars at the primary offices purposely did not inform him he was a delegate to avoid him possibly voting against Cruz and manipulating their unanimous income. This is what's called a fixed election. It's not about Trump or Cruz. It's about a fair primary election. So tell me, what's the difference between Hillary Clinton's rigging the system against Bernie Sanders and the Republican Party rigging the system against Donald Trump? And listen to what I'm saying to you again. Colorado is a dress rehearsal for the Republican corruption machine in Cleveland. When they bypass the voters, they'll knock out Cruz or whoever they don't like, and they'll pick somebody who will lose to Hillary. What are you going to do then? Say that it's fair, that's how it works, that there's nothing in the Constitution that says that they have to follow the voters? Is that what you're going to say then? Because if that's what you're going to say then you better rethink what you're saying today. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to like Trump to like democracy. 855-407-282. And many of you are so stupid, you're writing things like, oh, there's no constitutional right of the vote in a primary. Stop crying because it's not Trump. That's not what it's about. Can you please get the tattoos off your cerebrum? The tattoo ink apparently went through your skin and poisoned your brain. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It doesn't matter whether it was Trump or Cruz. It was corrupt, period. KLIF, online. Wade, welcome. What's on your mind? Fire away.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I went to the district's process with this GOP establishment thing over 3 weeks ago. And we all, you know, lined up and proceeded to, you know, sit at the different tables at the cafeteria with regards to the districts, sitting there thinking that, you know, we would have a chance to, you know, lay out a vote for a particular candidate. And since, you know, somebody got up on their soapbox and told us, look, you all aren't voting for anybody. You are sending two people from each of your districts to this situation.
Oh, wait. Okay, so they lied to you about the process. Did they knock people out if they didn't think they were going to support a certain candidate? Sorry, I don't know. We didn't get the answer that I need. Look, folks, when you get on the show, punch it.
Savage.
So this is the most telling point in the entire campaign thus far. We reach a point where rules are established behind closed doors. No one knows what the rules are. And one of the Republican candidates wins, who's favored by many people. They're attacking everyone who says the rules were changed, and it basically disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of millions of voters, and they're screaming, you don't know how it works. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. All of a sudden now they're lecturing you about the Constitution, a standard fallback line for screwing people over. We know what a vote means. Stop telling us we don't know what voting means. We're not that stupid. One man, one vote. That's what it means. We don't live in North Korea or communist China. But now, oh, now suddenly you're supporting a system, a rigged system. Hey, if Ted Cruz was as clean as he says he is, he would disavow this rigged system today. He says it's not befitting a free Republican to demand a true primary. That'd be the end of the story. He'd probably win in a landslide if he stood up and showed himself to be better than the system. But he's showing himself to be the system. Isn't he showing himself to be part of the system he claims to oppose? He's upholding rules and legalese. He's holding a legal trick up as a standard bearer for what should come in America. Well, let's see what happens down in Cleveland, down the line, if he should be the nominee. Let's say he wins. Let's say he wins. Good luck to him. And the convention comes down there in Cleveland, and then the party officials do to him what was just done to Trump. What is he going to say then? Well, that's the system. We're not a democracy. Well, we're a republic, and this is how it works in a republic. I accept the fact that votes don't mean anything. I accept the fact that the party apparatchiks make the decision. I like that, because I'm Ted Cruz, and I believe in this message. You think he's going to say that? Do you think all of you haters out there who are Ted... By the way, I've never seen such hatred coming at my Facebook page as I see coming from Cruz followers. Why is that? There's almost more hatred from Cruz supporters than there is from Hillary supporters on my Facebook page. Why is that? Why are there such fanatics on the Cruz side? Can anyone explain that? I would have thought you people were better than that. What's happened to you? Well, anyway, I'll let you figure that one out. So you go on to the Drudge Report, and whether you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree. It really doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that you should understand that Drudge sets the tone for what follows in the media. Yes, it's that simple. He determines what the news is, and it's picked up by television, radio, newspapers. He picks it up. He decides what the headlines are. Then they follow. So what is he saying? Headline, bold headline, firestorm after voterless victory in Colorado, Cruz wins all. Top of the page, Savage says Cruz should disavow rigged election. Next article, Limbaugh says it's not cheating, it's winning. Buchanan says apparatchiks thieve delegates for Ted. Republicans cancel presidential election in Colorado. Voters burning registrations in protest. 1 million Republicans sidelined. GOP made big mistake. Border Patrol agents are saying Colorado voters disenfranchised. So all of you Cruz supporters who think you're supporting, let's say, democracy and a better America, Border Patrol agents demand GOP provide free, fair, and open elections in America. They're challenging the Colorado GOP for not holding a state primary and instead slating delegates most favorable to Trump's rival Senator Ted Cruz. That's the National Border Patrol Council. These are the people you supported yesterday. Now what are you going to say to them? They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know how a constitutional republic works. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Can't you see what I'm saying to you? You don't have to like Donald Trump to like one man, one vote. So if you don't want to support one man, one vote, go ahead and live in North Korea. You'll be very happy. Firestorm after voterless victory in Colorado, Cruz wins all. Now, what's interesting is if you look below the major headline in the Drudge Report, there are two links to what Ted Cruz said about Drudge. In January, Cruz, when interviewed by a midstream media reporter, said, Cruz said, we've got the Drudge Report on his side. In April, Cruz turned around and said, Drudge no longer covers the news. That's Cruz. So Cruz flip-flopped on Matt Drudge, because he wasn't supporting him, therefore he was no good. So who is the real Ted Cruz? Where does he really stand? So we have a problem on our hands, because what's going to happen is if we don't... See, here's what's happening. The Republican Party is testing you today in Colorado. If they feel that there's really no protest over what they just did in Colorado, which is bypass the voters... And they're using, well, we had the rules, we changed the rules, you should have known about them, Trump should have been there. If there's no outcry, if there's no riots, if there's no rebellion, they're going to do to Cruz what they just did to Trump. They're testing you right now. What did we used to say in the early days of terrorism in America, a trial run? How did we put it? When Muslims would get up and act out on airplanes. You remember what you would say? Do you remember it? You don't remember those days. Four, five, six Muslim men would get on a plane. And then they wouldn't listen to instructions. They'd take their seatbelts off and run around and chant Allah Akbar. And they wouldn't do anything wrong. And then they would sit down. You say, well, they were just doing a dry run, right? To see what they can get away with. Do you remember those days or don't you? Raise your hand if you remember those days. This is a dry run for Cleveland. The party apparatchiks in the corrupt Republican Party, which you claim you hate, are testing you to see in this dry run whether you'll riot or whether you'll disavow the Republican Party. And if you don't, they're going to screw Ted Cruz in Cleveland. Mark my words. Those of you who are hating me today will come back to remember what I said to you today. And you'll come to understand that you don't have to love Trump to love one man, one vote. You understand that? Phone number 855-407-282. Mike, KSFO Online, go ahead, please.
What I want to talk about is I was an Arapahoe County delegate, and I wasn't going to state, but I went to the county convention, and that was fair and fine. I didn't get invited to the state. I called my precinct leader to get information about going to the state convention. I called her multiple times. I have not gotten a call back. Now, at my caucus on March 1st, I was the lone guy that raised my hand for Trump, so everybody knew I was a Trump supporter, and I'm pretty sure that's why she's not calling me back.
Well, there it is. That's what we heard.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we heard. They pre-selected who the delegates would be. So, you how many people in Colorado do you think were disenfranchised?
Oh, if I was to put a realistic number on it, we'd say 53, 54%, because that's typically what Trump is winning.
Okay. Pat Buchanan is writing what I just said, and I did not read the article to know exactly what's going to happen. Will Trump be swindled in Cleveland, too? Well, they could thieve delegates against Cruz also. So, my friends, what is happening today in Colorado, where all 34 delegates were given to Ted Cruz, and you're sitting there supporting it because you support Ted Cruz, you really shouldn't be supporting the system that does not allow people to vote. This is what I'm trying to say to you. How can you support not voting? Well, okay, I guess what's missing here is, you know, this is almost like a baseball thing to me now. I'm starting to see that most people are stupid. Most people, I've been told this by a couple of people who say to me, Savage, you know, you talk at a certain level, and some people get it, but most of them are really kind of at a different level. They're at a level of a baseball game. Four legs good, two legs bad. Democrat socialist bad, Republicans good. Cruz good, Trump a fraud. They only want to vote for, it's like a ball game to them. The A's versus the B's. And they said to me, you know, you think you give too much credit to your audience. I said, well, I don't have to talk down to them to talk to them. I don't have to pander to the lowest common denominator to have an audience. I don't really have to pander to the uneducated people who are just knee-jerk conservatives in order to have an audience. Those days are long gone. This is no longer 1996, where I have to stand outside of McDonald's with a red nose on and honking a horn to say that I'm a great Republican or a great man or this and that to have an audience. I don't have to do that. And I've reached a point where I have to express to you what I think, as I've done from the beginning. There's really no difference between what I said then and what I say now. And so if you're supporting now rigging a system to get your candidate elected and you think that's a good thing, you have to reevaluate whether that's really a good thing, whether that's a healthy thing, whether that's a country you want to live in. I don't. I don't like living in a system that's rigged by a political party, by party apparatchiks. It's a corrupt system, which you've known for a long time. See, if we've all known the system is rigged and corrupt, right, we all wanted an outsider. Do you remember what happened when you voted back in the midterm elections? Who were you voting against? You were voting against Obama, but you were also voting against the very same system that just did this to Donald Trump. The very same corruption that just did this to Trump. The closed system, the behind the room, smoky room deals. Do you understand? You follow what I'm saying? You were voting against it. You wanted an outsider to come along to clean up Washington. Let's start from the top. Let's put aside whether you love Cruz or you don't, or you love Trump, or hate him. Let's put that aside. What is it that you really want? You want the corruption gone. You want an outsider to come in and clean up the system. Right? So now if you see a corrupt system right here in Colorado, how can you not see it for what it is? Don't tell me they changed the rules and Trump should have known it. That's called a corrupt system. Telling you that the rules were there, you should have known them. That's the kind of crap you hear from a sleazy lawyer. Lawyers pull that crap on you day and night. You should have known the law. When I was 18, I went before a judge. I had gone through a red light, Queens, New York. And I said, Judge, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. I thought the red mean then, the yellow mean that. He said, ignorance of the law is no excuse, slam, $50. So I know what the system is like. I get it. We don't want that system when it comes to voting. We don't want to be disenfranchised. We keep hearing from the Democrats that it's very hard to vote in America. Obama keeps putting this big lie out. Hard to vote in America. The Republicans have made it difficult to vote in America. It's disenfranchising blacks and minorities. We hear it. And we know it's a bunch of a crock, okay, in plain English. Well, now we wake up and the Republicans are doing the same thing. They're making it very hard to vote in Colorado. And by the way, when Cleveland comes around and they don't like the candidate, they're probably going to put in some stooge like Paul Ryan. And then what are you going to do when the system is shown to be what it is? The system is corrupt. I've told you that from the day I started in radio in 1994. Who defined it as Democrats and Republicans? You're listening to him. Who said it's an oligarchy before anyone else did in radio? I did. Who said to you it's a two-card Monty with only one P in under the shell? I did. Actually, it was three shells and one P. There was no P under the shells. Remember those guys in New York who used to do that back in the day of the meltdown of Manhattan? When you get the guys playing fake card games in the streets for the people going by to trying to get you to get into a card game. It was all rigged. That's how he made a living. He was a card cheater. So now you're seeing cheating right in front of your eyes, and you're saying it's not cheating because they should have known the rules. How do you feel about that? Do you feel that that's the kind of system you want to live in, where rules can be changed to the, let us say, advancement of any candidate? Well, they're going to do it in Cleveland then, and what are you going to say then? What are you going to do if the party apparatchiks who just did this to Trump in Colorado do this in Cleveland to Ted Cruz? Let's say Ted Cruz becomes the nominee, that Trump is finished or he's knocked out to your wildest dreams, and old Ted Cruz is the nominee, and he gets to Cleveland, and they don't want him there. They want Paul Ryan or some other front man, another stooge like, who knows, whoever they pick. Are you going to say that's okay because they changed the rules? Be careful what you're saying today, because it will come back to haunt you tomorrow. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is it a government of the delegates, by the delegates, and for the delegates? I thought it was a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Did you hear what I just said to you? You want people now representing you? You suddenly want no delegate system. That's all of a sudden you changed your mind? Here's what someone just wrote on my Facebook page. Sharon Hernandez says, it's not about the candidates, about how rigged this election was. She writes, if I wanted a government which decides for we the people, I would be living in Cuba or North Korea. This isn't winning. It's shamefully corrupt. That's what she wrote. It's not about Trump. It's not about Cruz. It's about the system. And if Cruz is supposedly going to end the corruption in the system, then why is he supporting the corruption in Colorado? Now, I know many of you naive people will argue it's not corruption. The rules were changed illegally and legitimately, and Trump should have known it. And if Trump had won, you wouldn't be saying this. That's not the issue. The issue is voting or not voting. And as someone said, this is exactly what lawyers do. Cruz is fighting this like it is a court case against someone who is representing himself in a court of law. That's what they're saying about Cruz. Don't think this is helping Cruz, by the way. It's hurting Cruz. Many of you hate Trump. I get it. You don't like him. But that's not the point, idiots! It's not about supporting Trump. It's about supporting one man, one vote. I've been an independent conservative for 20 years or more. I've never been a member of the Republican Party. I was never a member of the Democrat Party. Even when I was a kid, I refused to join a party. I always knew that it was run by insiders. I hated insiders. I never liked them in high school. I didn't like them in college. I didn't like them in the general election. I don't like people who try to represent me. I want to represent me when it comes down to voting. You know, it's bad enough that for 4 years at a time, we have no democracy. We have a dictatorship. Remember I said to you on this show many times over the years that we have a dictatorship punctured by democracy every 4 years? It's a great remark. Well, now we have democracy in action. And here we see democracy being stolen by a bunch of party operatives. And you're supporting it saying, well, look, those are the rules. And I'm happy because I support Ted Cruz. But it's bigger than Ted Cruz, isn't it? Because what goes around comes around, as the hippies used to say in the 60s. If you let the corrupt Republican Party get away with this in Colorado, what are you going to do when they do it to your candidate of choice in Cleveland downstream? Are you going to sit there and say, well, that's okay, they changed the rules and they have the right to change the rules? I don't think you'd say that then. So think this through. Try not to be a kind of a limited thinker here. Stop citing law. This is about voting, not about how the law is written to make sure you don't vote. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, said George Orwell. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere.